Hello again to Faith Matters. Father John Cotillio of Harrisburg and myself, Father Levis from Erie, would like to discuss a bit the difference between religion and faith. John, do you want to attempt a definition of religion? And I'll try the definition of faith.
Okay. Religion is the external practice of one's beliefs, going to church, saying formal prayers, devotions, reading the Bible. It's a external manifestation of what a person believes. It's the way in which a person reinforces their beliefs privately, but also communally, by which other people joining them, it is sort of a way in which that is supported in an external way.
Good. And faith is classically defined as an intellectual assent to a doctrine, to a dogma, or whatever. But it really has to be more than that. I like to use the Sadducees and the scribes and the Pharisees for people who had religion, lots of it, really, mm-hmm. lots more than I have. I mean, you know, they wore their religion in scrolls that they dropped over their eyes, really, on the great feast. And all they could see was the Shema Israel and so on. And dietary, my goodness, they didn't eat so many things, and they had to be washes and all that sort of thing. That's all religion. But they're the ones, I think, responsible mostly for the crucifixion of Jesus. I don't want to go into that problem now. But to think that all these religious people were the ones behind the crowds mm-hmm. that said, crucify him, crucify him. And I think we have the same thing today. We have an awful lot of people who go to church, and I would have to challenge their faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because faith has to be connected with love. Faith animated by love, charity, that is certainly the Christian and the Catholic way to live through life. So many people, for example, you know, will miss Mass. And I remember once a woman had missed Mass a couple of times, and I ready to put my big shoes down her throat. And I said, where were you? I was having twins in the hospital. And I said, ma'am, the fact that you thought that that was sinful, that you had to confess it, means, you know, you have too much religion and not enough faith.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think the Lord was very happy with your twins and the act of giving birth and so on? So faith is the thing that makes the world go round. Faith matters, as this show says. What would we do without it?
Absolutely.
This faith that really brings you into the divine life. You share God's life with an act of faith animated by charity.
Certainly.
So that's faith animated by charity. So,
and faith must always be coinciding, though, with religion.
Yes.
So that we have
yes.
people who have who practice religion with no faith,
right.
as Jesus said there, you have no faith, as
right.
he spoke
right.
to many of the people. Right. But then we have people who have faith and no religion.
Yes. Yeah.
They have a cognitive or right. they have this belief, but it's not expressed.
Right.
It's not reinforced. And
right.
this is the beauty of the church. Why
right.
Jesus founded a church
right.
so that we would both know the faith
right.
and we'd be able to practice
right.
the faith.
This is the trauma in families where the youngster hits 13, 14, the crisis of faith really starts about that
mm-hmm.
time, 14, 15. Hey, Ma, I'm not going to church anymore. Hey, Pop, I don't believe. See, my advice always, you go to church and hear the Word of God because it is a powerful word.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to put your legs under my table, you know, with food that I provide, without this experience at least. And hopefully they work through it. They
Certainly.
Stumble through into a life of faith.
Certainly. And it's never either ors.
No.
The person always wants to know, why can't I go in the woods and just believe?
Yeah.
And when you go into the woods, yes, you can believe. And that belief brings about in you this necessity of worshiping God. And how do we worship Him best? Within the church He founded.
You'd never cease talking about the details of faith. General faith, personal faith, it is the greatest gift, and it is a gift.
It is a gift.
The greatest gift we could possibly receive.
And we thank you for your gift of your attention. God bless you.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Levis and Father Cotillio for their series, Web of Faith, coming to EWTN.